Welcome to the JD Show. Now, this session is about how, as an immigrant, I went from absolutely nothing. I walked into UK with literally £300 in my pocket, all the way up to building a multi-million pound portfolio. Either it is tangible or like a property asset, or intangible like we see our company PEN. How did I do that? Now, it's something I always look at and say, you know, was it luck? Was it hard work? I mean, I worked really, really hard. Even though hard work is irrelevant to the outcome, but I worked really hard. But I always look at it and say, what did I do right? And again, the only reason I'm talking about myself is, you know, I can look at my journey and share that experience with everyone to see how you can now benefit from that journey. Like I said, was I just lucky? Was it just the hard work? I know hard work is, you know, the input, the output is never relevant to the input. You know, you could do as much hard work as possible and you never come out as someone really wealthy money-wise. But what did I do right? I think one thing, I'm going to share a bunch of things that I just feel from my observation in comparison to people around me that I got. One was persistence. Like, I was really persistent, really, really persistent, to a point where, you know, I was, people around me would call me obsessed. Is it a good thing for health? Maybe not. But I was really obsessed, like to a point where I would work 18, 20 hours a day. I wouldn't go home for like 3 days, you know, straight. And another thing that I think I got right was I started reading very heavily at a very early age, like in my mid-20s. And, you know, I was emotionally exhausted. I was financially exhausted in my early 20s. Just really, really in a bad situation in my early 20s. But then I started reading, and I have read more books than literally I know anyone personally. I have probably read close to 2,000 books on personal development, professional development, biographies, stories about people who've kind of made it really big in their life. And it's almost like I surrounded myself with the right people. You're not going to make it without surrounding yourself with the right people and by the right books. If you don't read books, not a problem, as long as you surround yourself with the right people. But if you're not surrounded by the right people, you really need the books. And if you can have this combination of both, that will really accelerate your journey. I think these are the things that I got really right. Also, from my observation, short-term gratification is just something that goes massively against people. Over a period of 10 years or so, I didn't watch much TV. You know, there was no short-term gratification. I just wasn't looking for short-term gratification, you know, in a certain period of my life, sort of between mid-20s and mid-30s. I just didn't watch any TV. You know, I'd watch maybe like a movie every now and then. But just no. And all of that time was invested into personal, professional development, reading books, making sure that I'm surrounding myself with the right people, making sure I'm learning the strategies and tactics and what works and what doesn't work. These are the things that most people don't do. I would drive and I'd just listen to an audiobook. I'm let's say, washing dishes. Like, I would be helping home and I'd still be listening to an audiobook. I'd be on a treadmill and I'd still be listening to an audiobook. I'd be in a gym and still listening to an audiobook. Like, I just would not even leave a minute of my time that I don't need to use my thinking, like literally my brain. And I'd just listen to an audiobook or read a book. Sometimes I'd just take my car, drive for a couple of hours just because I wanted to listen to an audiobook. Just nothing else. Just wanted to listen to an audiobook. I've done that as well. I've driven miles on end just to meet one person who might tell me something that I may be doing wrong, or something that that may help me accelerate my journey. You know, these are the things people don't do. I've invested tens of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands, in my training and mentoring. People don't do that, you know. Most people I come across, they're skeptical, spending like literally just a few hundred. And I look at them and think, you know, how are you going to really learn if you don't invest money into your journey? Like, if you make, let's say, 50,000 or 100,000, you're never going to get to a million unless you really, really get some training, some mentoring, surround yourself with the right people, read the right books, so on and so forth, and just become a really heavily observing things on what works and what doesn't. You know, something I think Bruce Lee said, which is to, you know, become like water. You're almost adapting to every situation. You become like the person you meet. You're adapting to the situation that you're in. But at the same time, I just, like I said, I just feel people are not persistent enough. They give up too quickly. They make a bunch of phone calls. You know, I came across someone who said, I've made 200 calls. I never got a deal done. 200 calls? I've made 200,000 calls in my life, right? Probably more than that, but 200,000, hypothetical figure for you. And I still don't give up. Like literally, I'd be on a call. And if I make 10 calls now, I'd probably get maybe two or three yeses, which is still fairly good average. But that's after making that many calls, practicing that many people, pitching to that many people for either investment or, you know, to the landlords or developers or builders or so on and so forth, right? You really need to be persistent. You know, you need to be making 2 million calls, not 200 calls saying, oh, it didn't quite work for me. And it's not about looking at a rejection and saying, oh, it didn't work. It's about looking at a rejection and saying, what could I improve to get a yes next time? And even if you optimize your pitch, either it is, like I said, for a funding or to a developer or to an investor or to a landlord or whatever that might be for you, right? You could look at a pitch, and even if you improve, let's say, 1% or even 0.5% every day, you could look at your pitch like 3 months later, and now you've improved your pitch about 100%. And if you keep optimizing your pitch like on consistent basis for the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, you're going to look back and now think, wow, like I can speak with an investor with all the confidence, with all the real of me, like being yourself. And remember, being yourself is contagious, right? You speak with a landlord or someone you're looking for funding for. You know, if you're just really yourself, that's contagious, right? They're going to feel that, right? This person is really real and then confident in what he's talking about or what he's going to deliver. And at the same time, the wording that you use, you know, using persuasion language, the GROW model at the back of that. If you've not watched my other videos, go and watch GROW model. That will massively help you get lots more yeses. You know, again, a lot of people get these trainings where they don't learn persuasion skills. Absolutely vital, like literally more important than anything else that I can think about, to learn how to get a yes in the first place. Again, these are things that I personally feel that I got right. Learning leadership skills, very, very important. Learning creative skills, you know, it's almost like you're looking at a problem. I don't like using the word problem, more like a challenge. You look at a challenge and say, you know, how can I really creatively solve this problem? Like no one has ever solved this problem before, like the way I am going to do it now. Something I learned from, I think it was Edison. He said this, you know, I've just learned 10,000 ways how this doesn't work, right? So you may get to the 10,001 and so on and so forth and learn a way to find a creative solution to one thing. Remember, something I learned from, I think it was the founder of Slack. I can't remember his name. But he said, you only have to be right once. I think that's the person. But he said, you only have to be right once. And if you're really right once in business, you're going to pull it off. And that is enough for your life, depending on how much you can accelerate. But these are things I just observe. Again, within that, self-awareness and humility plays a major part. You know, taking massive action, like so much action that it almost becomes impossible to fail. And I'm using the word impossible to fail. That's how much action you need to take at the back of that. You know, it's really strong execution, really going at it and saying, I'm going to creatively find 10,000 ways to solve this problem. And if it doesn't work, I'll still carry on as long as I don't find a creative solution to this challenge that's there in the market. Not starting a business for money, but starting a business because there's a pain in the market and then working towards it. You know, very, very important. You know, like I said, when we started PE, and that's an intangible asset as an equity in the business. You know, I'm going to get to a point at one stage in my life where I may give shares of PE, and I may exit or sell the yen, maybe not now, maybe in 20 years' time. That's an intangible asset of a really good value. But the only reason it's built is because there was a pain in the market that we came and tried to solve. And if you go on PEN, you can find lots of things that you can play with. You can find investors, deals, and so on and so forth. Again, this is all through research and, you know, lots of things that we did behind the scene. But at the same time, like I said, my observation is just persistence, self-awareness. All of these very much underestimated, you know, almost ignored to a point. And how these things can help you accelerate your journey is absolutely amazing. Like when you're pitching someone, unless you have the empathy skills and the self-awareness of what the investor is thinking in the first place, you're never going to raise funding. And then being able to pitch it to, you know, like hundreds of people, you know, that's hard work. You know, it takes a lot of work to go and pitch it to a lot of people to raise funding. And if you don't put that work in, it's just not going to work for you. It's a very well-known thing that hard work triumphs intelligence any given day. And that is true, you know. So, yeah, just wanted to come and share this with everyone. We are, you know, shooting lots and lots of podcasts, sharing all the experiences that we are learning behind the scene with you. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do subscribe, share with your loved ones, help them accelerate their journey, because if they accelerate their journey, it will help you accelerate yours. Remember, it's not a money game. It's more an experience game. Life is all about experiences. So please do share this podcast with your loved ones and make sure to subscribe for the next one. Have an amazing day.